So this is just to have a look at how many cancers across a percentage was converted to a mastectomy, having initially been treated by breast-conserving surgery. And you can see there is a variation. The numbers are quite small, up to 10% here, average about 8%. There is a variation across the country, but the numbers are still quite small.
We've got the guideline down there at the bottom, and it just illustrates that it's very difficult to set a quality guideline which we can audit against when the repeat surgery may be one of a number of procedures. And the initial aim of the guideline when the guidelines were first written was to try and avoid people having too many therapeutic operations to the breast. But clearly, I think as Jill's going to show, with sentinel node biopsy, repeat axillary surgery and various other factors, we've got to look at that guideline and say, is it an appropriate assessment of quality? And I'm not sure it is, but it's difficult to write one that is.
Okay, so what we're looking